So we'll see what happens there. I'm sure there'll be some footy discussion with Gareth a little bit later on RSN Central. But we'll continue that with us now on the Monday Footy Review with Jimmy Bartel on The Breakfast Club. Luke Parker is a champ from the Sydney Swans, and he would have been tickled pink with the performance of his boys on Saturday night to get over the line against the Cats by a couple of sneaky points in the end. Luke, good morning.
Hey, boys. How you going?
We are well, thank you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. It got a bit tight there, Luke. It got very tight late. Were you, you're amongst that, and you've been doing that for years, you Sydney Swans boys. You know how to live those moments. Is that experience helpful in those moments?
Oh, I think it's something that we've worked on. I think we've had probably two or three games this year where it's come down to the last couple of minutes. And look, last year it was probably a weakness of ours, and we really wanted to focus on those moments and not shying away, I guess, to just try save the game, but take the game away from them. So I think it was really great by the young boys to stand up in the last quarter. They were the ones who kicked a few goals and really stuck their chest out and didn't back down. So it was nice to get away with a win.
Luke, Jimmy Bartel here. You mentioned the young boys. It's good for them, those teaching moments. You had a stoppage goal against the Giants, which was a win, and then for the Giants. But the Cats, a couple of stoppages late. Was it important for them to see it working well and the results from it?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that came out of the Giants game was the last 2 minutes we got completely wrong and probably went into our shells a little bit. And it was great once we, even before Paps kicked his goal, the mindset we're in, and once Paps put us back in front, then the mindset flipped to save the game. And those stoppages were really crucial to continue to just hold the ball up. It's a pretty high-pressure situation, so to not give away a free kick was some, a really good outcome as well.
Luke, when a team is dominating you like they were with Geelong, statistically, obviously possession, contested possession, et cetera, et cetera, what are your cues that you're looking for to still try to take the game on?
I think, yeah, we looked at half-time and, well, probably after the first quarter, we were down contested ball by about 30, so that's a big indicator for how we're going. But I think the second quarter, it was more the boys didn't shy away from the scoreboard and just slowly pegging away at it. And I think it was more our ball movement were a bit kamikaze the first half, and I think we were able to just control it a little bit more, make them defend us, not the other way around, and slowly just win a few contests and win a few big moments. And that's what the boys did. They were able to stand up. And look, I'd have to say Geelong probably could have put us to the sword a little bit with their kicking. So they probably let us off the hook a little bit. But there's also a fair few moments where we were able to change the momentum of the game.
Are you sitting back and sweating on turnover? Like, it looked like your numbers in defence, you just clogged them up completely. So is that a message that comes from the coach's box, or you as a midfield group say, okay, we just need to sit back a little bit more defensive through this game and counter-attack?
Oh, yeah, I think, our defence has stood up for years, and we know that kickstarts our offence, and basically, that's how the system works. And we knew if we got back to controlling the game and really standing up in that defence, they had to defend for a long time this week. I think that was about 65 inside 50. So we didn't make it easy for the defenders. But hopefully our wingmen and mids were able to get back and help out a little bit to kickstart that offence.
Luke, I remember in the off-season, there was a bit of speculation about that there were clubs sniffing around you to come back to Melbourne to play, and you were categoric in saying, why would I want to leave this football club with all these good young kids that we've got? The exciting future is ahead of us. So now when you look at it after seven games of this season, are you ahead of schedule? Did you expect it to be happening so quickly?
I think we had a lot of belief in the club. I think most teams probably go into a season thinking that, and thinking that it's their year, that they've got their confidence up, they've done the work, and it does take a while until you put the scores on the board. And we did have the confidence and the belief, but it's great to see that the boys are really taking that into the season and standing up in big moments. And I think we've beaten, three or four of the teams that were in the last year's top four, and the boys are really taking a heap of confidence from that.
Because it was interesting, I thought, on Saturday night particularly, that when the game was there to be won, it didn't have to be you or Josh Kennedy getting it done. You guys had a truckload of possession the week before, but in the heat of the battle, we always sort of felt like it had to be either you or Josh to get it done, to get you over the line, but it wasn't the case on Saturday night, and it hasn't been the case a couple of times this year. That must give you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it does, and I think no good team's going to win a premiership or be right up there with just a couple players to win them a game, and I think that's what's working really well is we've got some young guys coming through. Us older boys are still trying to stand up and lead the way, and each week different guys will get their moment, and that's what it's been the whole year. And look, hopefully it continues to be a successful outcome.
Luke, you've played enough footy with some interesting ruckmen. We all know ruckmen are interesting beasts. They're strange at the best of times, rucks. But Tom Hickey, he's had more clubs than Callaway. He's playing some absolute ripping footy, but he's had a knee injury that looked like it was going to put him down for 6 weeks. But he's back in a week, and he was just everywhere.
Yeah, the miracle knee's back. He's a champion, Tommy. Look, I don't know how he's done it, but I think for some reason they reckon he's potentially not had a PCL for a few years, and the scan showed up that he's ruptured, and I think he's probably just his long, lanky legs have just adjusted to it over the years. he's just had a little knee knock and just took the week off. But, look, he's been incredible for our group. He's had a lot of experience at other clubs. He's been around football long enough. He just enjoys his footy. He doesn't stress too much about it, and he takes that into games. And you know, when the game's on the line, that he's one that doesn't shy away from the contest because he doesn't put too much pressure on himself, pressure on the team, or get too emotionally caught up in outcomes. So the experience and stuff that he's been able to pass on is invaluable.
And is there a more appropriate person to kick a match-winning goal or match-sealing goal than Tom Papley? I don't think there's too many more players in the competition that enjoy them more than him.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have got the celebration from anyone else. So, no, it was good. He gets the house rocking, and to see him back in good form and set the tone, I think, with the first goal and the, finish it off with the last one was really good for his confidence.
Did he go to the crowd before he went to his teammates?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Puffy chest sort of action.
It was a big moment, so you got to enjoy it.
It was a big moment. Speaking of big, big Hayden McLean put on a bit of a show too. Gigi took some clunks in the forward 50. Sam Reed's not there. Buddy's not there at the moment, so someone's got to go in and fill that void. Gigi must have been pleased with his performance only 12 games into his career.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best game we've seen him play for us. He's played a lot of roles and shut down a lot of key defenders, but look, it was great to see him take on a really experienced defence without Bud, without Reedy, and look, just he's been putting in a body of work over the pre-season. It's great to see him out there doing really well. I think it'll only hold him in good stead for the future, but as well as Sinks, he went forward and was crucial in those last two goals. I think he gave those two goal assists, and to see a big boy do a groundwork like he did was really good.
It was a really pleasing performance, I'm sure, from all and sundry that follow the red and the white. And you're down at the MCG again this weekend against the D's. You had a good experience against the Tigers earlier in the year, but another big chance on the big stage against a team in pretty hot form, 7-0. It's going to be a great challenge. Luke, good luck to you and your boys this week.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Luke Parker, one of the stars from the Sydney Swans.